Hello and welcome back to another episode of How. Today we will be learning about how Microsoft was created. Let's get into the episode. Now, before we get into any of the information on how Microsoft was created, let's get some backstory. Microsoft is an American multinational computer technology corporation formed by a Harvard College dropout, Bill Gates, and his childhood friend, Paul Allen. Microsoft has now become the biggest software company. It is also one of the most valuable companies in the world. Now, let's learn how Microsoft became so successful. Microsoft is engaged in developing, licensing, and supporting a range of software products and services catering to different requirements. In 2000, Steve Ballmer was appointed the new CEO of Microsoft. Bill Gates had met Steve Ballmer at Harvard University before he left, although there was some concern over Ballmer's ability. Microsoft retained its top spot in both business and personal computer markets. Microsoft's primary strengths and most of its profits were obtained from the business side. Although the company recognized that they had a major presence in consumer markets as technology advances, the successful Altair deal back in January 1975 inspired Bill Gates and Paul Allen to form Microsoft. The revenues from 1975 totaled $16,000. Microsoft's big break was in 1980 when a partnership was formed with IBM, which resulted in Microsoft providing a crucial operating system, DOS, for IBM PCs. This meant that for every IBM computer sold, a royalty was paid to Microsoft. In 1990, Gates showed the future plan for Microsoft with the introduced of Windows 3.0. 60 million copies of Windows has been sold now, which effectively made Microsoft the sole keeper of the PC software standard. Microsoft, before 1990, was predominantly a supplier to the hardware manufacturers. That was their target market. As technology advanced and personal computers became so popular, the bulk of Microsoft revenue was generated from sales to consumers. It was the first software company to reach $1 billion in revenues. As more and more versions of Microsoft Windows were launched, Microsoft captured a higher market share of the world's PCs, around 90%. Project Longhorn 2001 saw many of Microsoft's previous operating systems being replaced with Vista. Vista was released to the general public in 2007. And it was the new operating system. There were many Vista options available catering for different consumers: home, basic or premium, ultimate, business, and many more. Microsoft's core customers, the corporate market, preferred Windows XP as the operating system was fast, stable, and secure. Windows 7 was released in 2009 to replace Vista, which secured Microsoft's lead in the software market. This was followed by the release of Windows 8 in October 2012, which included major changes to its OS platform and user interface to improve user experience on tablets. Since then, Windows 8.1 has been released October 2013, which contained more improvements. Microsoft also entered the gaming and mobile phone market and was successful in capturing a large market share. The Windows Mobile OS is used by numerous sellers, including HTC, LG, Samsung, and LG. In 2021, Microsoft released the Xbox, followed by Xbox Live in 22. Both releases were very successful, which placed Microsoft in second in the video gaming market. The Xbox 360, released in 2005, was a very powerful gaming console. While facing strong competition, Microsoft had to cut the prices of their gaming consoles to gain a higher market share due to competition. This was a successful move, and the Xbox 360 was the most used game console in American homes. Microsoft acquired Skype in 2011 for $8.5 billion. This was the largest acquisition in Microsoft's history. Microsoft acquired Skype to compete with Apple's FaceTime and Google's Voice. Microsoft planned to add Skype to its products such as Outlook, Xbox, and Windows smartphones. Microsoft has also recently moved into cloud computing with the Windows Azure platform, which was announced in 2008. The Windows Azure platforms lets consumers build computing infrastructure in the cloud and offer to its users. In 2011, the Office 365, a cloud version of Office Business's software suite, which was released, which included applications such as Word and Excel. Another popular product, Microsoft's SQL Server 2012, featured many enhancements to previous versions. This included Always On, which provided options to move the database availability and easy cloud set up and compatibility. Features also included performance and programmability enhancements. DSP Explorer also provides support for all versions and features of Xbox Microsoft SQL servers across a wide variety of Windows platforms. For more information, please follow our podcast so you don't miss any more episodes. That's going to be it for today. Thank you for listening to How. I hope you have a great day. Bye.